Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you were here joining with me today on a cold, brisk morning today. So grab your hot coffee before you go out. I had to let the dog out a little while ago, and I think it was 27 degrees, something like that. It's very chilly feeling. So stay in unless you gotta go out. Well, today is Monday, the 27th of November, 2023. We're near the end of the month. We have survived Thanksgiving. We have survived Black Friday. And what is the one on Saturday? Buy Local Saturday, I believe. And now we are on Cyber Monday. I don't know if any of those names really matter anymore. The whole shopping around Thanksgiving has changed so much. But those are the official recognitions. Oh, well, today I have something to share with you. I've actually been kind of sitting on it, trying to think of how to present it. But I came across something a week or two ago, I guess. Couple of little memes that, one was a meme, a quote, and the other was a little short video interview. And they're all kind of each of them are on kind of the same theme. And that is, how do you handle something that goes wrong, or there's a mistake, or there's some sort of an unexpected challenge? And so the two people that, you know, made these quotes are both well known. The first that I want to talk about is Miles Davis. Now, some of you may not know him, but he was a big jazz artist. He was a trumpet player, and some people say that he kind of, where Louis Armstrong, he was a black trumpet player, and where Louis Armstrong would really kind of work the crowd with his eyes and his big smile, Miles Davis kind of took the opposite approach. He was much more of a tough guy character, and would actually play his trumpet with his back to the audience, so they weren't really seeing him, but was really just focused on his music. He's got an interesting story. He grew up in an affluent family, was born in Alton, Illinois, so not far from where I am. And he his dad was a dentist, and they moved to East St. Louis, where during the Depression, his dad became kind of distant because he was working 6 days a week, long hours, just to try to get through the Depression. Apparently, the family had a large estate down in Arkansas, where they would visit, Miles would visit, and his siblings would visit their grandparents. But when he was 13, he really came to love music, received a trumpet, was able to take lessons from some famous people in the St. Louis area. Actually, during his early teenage years, he took lessons from the principal trumpet player for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. So he had some really unique opportunities during the early 1940s. But he became, he was still a teenager, and he was sitting in for sick trumpet players whenever there would be a traveling big band that came through St. Louis. And so he wound up getting into professional music very, very quickly, and he was very influential with the development of jazz from the 1940s on. He was born in 1927. Sadly, he died at a young age in 1991. But he was fundamental with jazz. And so it's, you know, when you think about it, a lot of times people, if they don't know jazz very well, they kind of think of it in the same way as big band. Big band is more orchestra style. I mean, as far as having a large number of instruments and they have their written music and they're playing it that way, where jazz often is very creative. It has that component to it that makes it, to me, an amazing form. It's like improv. Improv comedy I have a lot of respect for, because you're not simply memorizing lines and choreographing, you know, what you do on stage. Improv, you have to think with it. You have to go with it. And that's what Miles did. Well, this quote that I want to talk about says, "When you hit a wrong note, it's the next note that makes it good or bad." Let me say that again. When you hit a wrong note, it's the next note that makes it good or bad. You know, you think about with music, if someone hits a sour note, hits that wrong note, it stands out because they're the next note they play, or what's being played around them, is the way it should be. But with his style, when he was playing, if you hit a wrong note, if you don't hit what you expected to hit, now what matters is how you play that next note. Which note do you play? Do you plow through like you wanted to, or can you adjust immediately on the fly to make it work? See, that's something that's, to me, really fits in with how we handle life. You never know what's going to come next. You can have the best laid plans of mice and men, but that isn't how life goes. You can have your career planned out. As I've talked about on the podcast in the past, I was supposed to be a high school teacher. And did my student teaching at a school very close to where I'm sitting right now. And one of my listeners is one of my students from back then. But I didn't find the high school teaching job. And I wound up down an entirely different path for 30 plus years. You don't know, you know, you can plan things out. You can plan things out on a big level like career. You can plan things out on a little level like what you're doing today, or having a challenging conversation with somebody, or what have you. But if you hit a wrong note, if something happens, if it's something that you did or something that's someone else did, now how do you play it? How do you change it to make it good? I could have sat there unemployed and or took just like a McDonald's job or something, because I had worked at McDonald's, and just wait until the next hiring season and see if I could get a high school job or high school teaching job. But I didn't. I wound up still thinking it was going to be a temporary position, a temporary field to go into, but temporary turned into, you know, a third of a century. How do you play when things don't go the way you want? Do you get upset? Do you get angry? Do you get frustrated? Or do you go, let's try this. Let's go this way. See, I think that's kind of what Miles is saying in this quote. It's the next note that makes it good or bad. It's the next note. It's what you do with the next thing that's coming up. I like that. I like that quote. When you hit a wrong note, it's the next note that makes it good or bad. The other person I wanted to talk about was Michael Caine. Now, Michael Caine, he is a well-known actor from England. He's done a lot of movies over his career. One of the things that a lot of some recent movies where people, you know him from was in several of the Batman movies. He played Alfred. He also was in Miss Congeniality, the person that was helping the lead character go from being a very non-feminine cop into a beauty queen material. Good actor. He was born in 1933 and was a child during World War II. He lived in London, and when the Battle for Britain occurred and the Germans were bombing London and other major cities, he was one of the children that was evacuated. I don't know if you knew this, but during that time, there was a mass evacuation of basically all children from London. And there were families that, you know, basically farm families that lived outside the city, outside the area where children were sent to. And they lived on those farms and were taken care of in safety. However, the family that Michael Caine and I believe his sister was sent to live with, they were very abusive, according to how he tells the story. They were locked in closets if they were not good. They were not really wanted to be there, but the family felt obligated or pressured to take him in. And he describes that the abuse that he received as a child didn't have the same effect that a lot of times child abuse has on people. Because he knew his loving parents were out there. He knew his loving parents were there in London and that they were going to come and rescue him from this situation once the bombing of London stopped. And so, he talked about that in great detail in an interview, and I found that really fascinating. Well, now fast forward this little video snippet that I saw of an interview. He's describing when he was taking some early acting classes, and it was, you know, kind of an improv situation going on, and in this scene that he was going to be participating in, there was this couple that were having an argument, and in the scene, spontaneously, one of the two, they grab a chair and throw it on the set, and it wedges against the door of the set where Michael Caine is supposed to enter in. So as he goes to enter in, he's having trouble getting the door open because of the chair. And so he's not coming in on the scene, and he calls out to the instructor. He said, I can't get in. There's a chair in the way. And the teacher, he says, well, use the difficulty. And Michael says, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, you've got a difficulty. If it is a comedy, trip over the chair. If it is a drama, throw the chair. But use the difficulty. And Michael Caine goes on to describe how fundamental that concept of use the difficulty was to him throughout his entire life, and how he intentionally taught that understanding, that new concept to him, to his children as they were growing up, that there's going to be difficulty in life. Things are not going to go easy. Things will go hard at times. And you can look at the difficulty and complain about it like he initially did. Hey, there's a chair in the way. I can't get in the room. But what good does that do just to complain about it? It isn't necessarily going to make the situation better to not have it be there. Sometimes that difficulty is what you need to really make a scene work. You know, one of the things that I remember with, you know, different television shows or movies that I grew up with was there used to be a lot of physical comedy. I think probably the group that did the most physical comedy was the Three Stooges. But you had Lucille Ball did a lot of physical comedy. Dick Van Dyke did a lot of physical comedy. You had circumstances that happened where, a piece of furniture was placed, just like at the beginning of the Dick Van Dyke show. You know, he's walking into the room, there's an ottoman sitting in the middle of the floor, and he trips over it. It's a difficulty. It wasn't expected. But if you didn't have that there, you wouldn't have the same comedy because of how he plays it. Or as Miles Davis would say, if you hit a wrong note and trip over an ottoman, well, what you do next, the next note, makes it good or bad. So what are the difficulties that you find in your life? Little ones, big ones? How are you going to play them? How are you going to use the difficulty to make a circumstance better? To make a circumstance work out right? So that's it for today. I just found these two little things from Michael Caine and Miles Davis. Really fascinating. And saved the little clips of them so I could share them with you. And I hope you find that helpful as you face those daily challenges. All right, everybody. Take care. God bless. Have a great one today. Bye-bye.